You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
What are you doing later?
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy. That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
With threats to our nation waiting around every corner, adaptability is more important than ever. When conditions change without notice, quick strategic thinking is crucial, and with obstacles consistently impending, determination is essential in overcoming them. It's this willingness, decisiveness, and resilience that sets Marines apart. With our fighting spirit, we don't just fight battles, we win them. Marines are the constant our nation counts on to fight the unknown, and through adaptable problem solving, we do just that. Learn more at marines.com.
You're listening to the Sticks in the Six podcast. Here are your co-hosts, Andrew Forbes, Peter Barrichini, and Alex Hobson.
Good morning, folks, and we are back with a second episode of Sticks in the Six Quick Hits. As we mentioned in the first episode, it's just going to be me, Andrew Forbes, here hosting this quick shifts episode throughout the midweeks when we haven't been on for a little while. You guys haven't heard from the Sticks and Six crew. Life gets in the way a little bit. Peter's working hard this summer. Alex is off traveling Europe in the next couple weeks here, so he's going to have some good stories to tell, I'm sure, when he comes back to start the season. But we figured we'd do a little quick shifts midweek to kind of update you on some of the things going on around the league and with our Toronto Maple Leafs. As always, brought to you by the fine folks at the Indy Ale House and the Hockey Podcast Network. Before we get going here, just a quick word from one of our participating sponsors, DraftKings. New customers, download the DraftKings Sportsbook app and use code THPN, bet just $5 to score $150 in bonus bets instantly. That's code THPN only at DraftKings Sportsbook. Gambling problem, call 1-800-GAMBLER. In Massachusetts, call 800-327-5050 or visit gamblinghelplinema.org. In New York, call 877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY-467-369. In Kansas, call 1-800-522-4700. On behalf of Boot Hill Casino and Resort, in West Virginia, gambling problem, call 1-800-GAMBLER or visit www.1800gambler.net. All games regulated by the West Virginia Lottery. Please play responsibly in partnership with Hollywood Casino at Charlestown Races. In Connecticut, help is available for problem gambling. Call 888-789-7777 or visit ccpg.org. 21 plus in most eligible states, but age varies by jurisdiction. See DraftKings.com/sportsbook for details and state-specific responsible gambling resources. Bonus bets expire 7 days after issuance. One boost per eligible game. Opt-in required. Max bet of $50. 10 plus leg required for 100% boost. Eligibility, wagering, and deposit restrictions apply. Terms at sportsbook.draftkings.com/baseball terms. Well, folks, the Sticks in the Six podcast, hopefully having some good news over the next little bit. We've got some exciting stuff coming with the network. We touched base with Kyle at THPN. He's a fantastic dude. If you haven't checked out some of the live streams, he's always on there. He's shooting the shit about his Calgary Flames and, the lack of success maybe that they've had last year, especially after all the changes that they made. Also, we have some exciting news about a possible guest. Prior to the season, we're looking to get one of our former guests on as well for a little Maple Leafs preview as we head into the season. But aside from that, it's been all business here for Sticks in the Six, working on extending these sponsorships, working on growing the show, and working on giving you, the listeners, more content as we move forward. That said, let's jump into the few quick hits or quick shifts that we're going to have on this this Friday morning, I guess, Friday afternoon. I don't know what you want to call it. It's 11:17, so you can call it whatever you want. But for me, it's afternoon. We get up at 8 o'clock here at the Forbes household with the young ones. So with that, the Erik Karlsson trade, the Erik Karlsson drama is over. He's out of San Jose. He's over to Pittsburgh. Obviously, that's old news. There was conversations with Dubas following the trade about how much he wanted to get Karlsson, how much he wanted to get the deal done, how he had been working on it even prior to coming over to Pittsburgh. So meaning when he was with the Maple Leafs, he was already working on a Karlsson deal, trying to get him. I can't speak for the other guys on the podcast, but I, for one, I'm okay with the fact that the Leafs didn't get Erik Karlsson. And here's my take on it. I think they've got 4 years left of Erik Karlsson in Pittsburgh. Obviously at a reduced price with the cap hit, some of the cap being retained by San Jose. But you've got 4 years left. And I personally think that if the Pittsburgh Penguins don't win a cup in the next 4 years, it's a failed trade. And the reason I say that is because you've got Dubas doing Dubas. Traded a first round pick, traded a second round pick. You've got a Pittsburgh organization that their prospect cupboard is a little bit more dried up than other teams around the league. And when you look at it, it's not an ideal move considering the lack of defensive play that you get from a guy like Erik Karlsson, the lack of defensive play that maybe you get from a guy like Chris Letang. And really, when you look at the blue line in Pittsburgh, it's not a strong blue line. I really do believe that, you know, they make the Eastern Conference playoffs, obviously, and there's going to be a lot of teams that are tougher and built differently that can contain that sort of offense when it comes to playoff hockey. We say it every year. Playoff hockey is so much different than what you get in the regular season. And I truly believe that as great as a player as Erik Karlsson is, and he truly is, add the cup and he's a first ballot Hall of Famer. There's no question. But genuinely, I don't believe he is what the Pittsburgh Penguins needed to push this core to yet another cup run. 4 years, you have 4 years, your window's open, your window's on the verge of closing with that core in Pittsburgh, and you've added another aging piece. You have to get something done in those 4 years. Otherwise, this is a complete failure of a trade. You've traded away pieces, another deep first round in the 2024 draft coming up. So you've traded away a first round pick there. You've traded away a second round pick there. So I mean, I like the trade for Pittsburgh in the sense that they also opened up $3.1 million in cap space. But at the same time, you know, it's a win now. And it's a win in the next 4 years. Or this is a major loss in terms of the trade value. And we'll look back on it in 4 years and we can kind of analyze where the picks went, who the picks were, and how well they're doing. But Montreal comes out, I think, better in this trade. San Jose, I mean, they add a couple picks and some pieces that maybe they can move at the deadline. But I think this could end up being a massive loss for the Pittsburgh Penguins if nothing happens over the next few years with Karlsson in the lineup. As for the Leafs, they go out and they sign Martin Jones, adding to their goaltending. Martin Jones, obviously the cap comes into question again for the Leafs again. They've signed Martin Jones now to a team friendly deal, obviously $875,000. That said, it still puts them over the cap. This is a guy coming off, you know, a pretty solid season in terms of what he did in Seattle, aside from his save percentage, you know, .887, not overly impressive. But a sub-3 goals against average, 3 shutouts, and in 48 games played, put up 27 wins, 13 losses, and 3 overtime losses. So, you know, pretty strong season for him. Obviously, not the same Martin Jones that we saw when he was with the San Jose Sharks, but a guy that can still, you know, get the job done when called upon. I think he's a legitimate backup for a guy like Samsonov. If Samsonov, you know, can maintain the progress that he made last year, I think, you know, I'm not sure Joseph Woll was ready to make that jump. And when he is, I think you need to have a spot where Joseph Woll can maybe play a few more games for you rather than be sitting on the bench. But all in all, a great depth move for the Leafs. It'll be interesting to see how they fit that in. I'm sure, you know, there's going to be some waiver questions coming up. I'm sure Brad Treliving's not done yet going into the season, but definitely an interesting signing for the Leafs. It opens up a little bit more possibilities for them in net and maybe reduces the question marks around their goaltending going into the season. But as we saw with the Vegas Golden Knights, Aiden Hill took them all the way to the Stanley Cup, you know, helped along the way by Laurent Brossoit. So, I mean, goaltending, it's not the biggest issue. If you can get a guy that just gets hot at the right time, I think defense is going to be the main issue. And that's something that the Leafs will have to address. And hopefully seeing a guy like Timothy Liljegren take that next step in his development this season with a little bit more playing time. Justin Hall obviously gone. So it opens the door for that possibility as well. Before we get to our last point here on quick shifts, just another word from our returning sponsor, Raycon. Even if you're not going on vacation, summer's all about a vacation state of mind. Whether I want to listen to, I don't know, NF or Alexis on Fire on repeat, or just need to retreat inside my own head for a bit, I love creating my own summer soundtrack by popping in my Raycon wireless earbuds. There's so much going on all summer. Sometimes you need some upbeat music to pump you up before you see people or to stay calm with some guided meditation. Whether it's playing your songs at the gym or just sitting outside, enjoying the sun, popping those earbuds in, let me tell you right now, Raycons are the best way to listen. Use earbud tap functions to toggle between three customizable sound profiles, noise isolation, and awareness mode. Raycons have a 32-hour battery life, including 8 hours of playtime, so you can listen to what you want, when you want, for a really long time. They come with custom gel tips for the most comfortable in-ear fit. They start at half price of other premium audio brands, but they sound just as good. And Raycons come with a 30-day happiness guarantee, so you really can't lose. Create your own soundtrack with Raycon right now. Sticks in the Six listeners can get 15% off their Raycon order at buyraycon.com/THPN. That's buyraycon.com/THPN to save 15% on Raycons. buyraycon.com/THPN. Yeah, so our last little touch here, Easton Cowan, obviously the first round surprise pick for the Maple Leafs. We had Kyle Grimmard on from the London Knights to discuss him earlier in the season. He signed his entry-level contract with the Leafs, so congratulations to Easton. That's a big move for him. His salary is $950,000 and his cap hit is $950,000 for the 2023-24 season. It's comprised of $95,000 in signing bonus and $855,000 in base salary. This kid's 18. He'll be going back to London, obviously, in the OHL, and he's definitely going to see more development, more playing time with the London Knights under Dale Hunter. And we know what the London Knights are able to do in terms of the development of these players. So it's going to be exciting to see what Easton can do this season in the OHL. It's going to be great to see his development. And from a Maple Leafs fan standpoint, get excited, guys, because this guy has the hockey IQ of, you know, one of the better small wingers in that draft. And as much of a surprise pick as it was, I think Leafs Nation is going to be fairly happy with Easton Cowan when his development kind of hits where it's going to get to. So he's got a good ceiling. Look forward to it. And as always, folks, we enjoy having you guys tune in. We enjoy having you guys listen. Exciting things happening here at Sticks in the Six. Hopefully we can get these guests going over the next couple of weeks. Peter and I will be jumping on for a full length episode in the next little while here. And aside from that, just keep tuning in, keep interacting with us on Twitter. You can hit me up on Twitter at Andrew G. Forbes. You can check out Peter at P. Barrichini, or you can see Alex and interact with Alex at A. Hobson Media. Otherwise, hit us up on the show. We got Twitter. We got Instagram, or X. Let's call it X, Instagram. And you can even check us out on TikTok, where we're doing some fun card breaks, as well as our YouTube channel. Make sure you hit subscribe on YouTube. Check out all the socials down here at the bottom. Otherwise, folks, thanks for tuning in for this Quick Shifts. We will be back very shortly for a full-length episode. Until next time, 6 and 6 listeners, thanks for tuning in.